Comic and game store Bizarro World returns, and the local farm-to-fork process adjusts with the pandemic. From the Blue Devil Hub, this is the News Cycle. I'm Stella Mays, and today is Monday, February 7th. Bizarro World's lasting culture as an entertainment destination has been an essential landmark of Davis for decades. The beloved store is finally returning after the COVID shutdown. Elliot DeYoung has the story.
The shelves of Bizarro World in downtown Davis are piled high with well-loved comic books, packs of cards for Magic the Gathering, and movies, both modern and classic. This store is the passion project of Dan Urizondi, who founded Bizarro World in 1991. Urizondi started selling comics out of the back of his car when he was 20 years old, after dropping out of college, but his passion for comics started in his childhood.
Didn't really have anything else to do, and so I started to turn that into a trade, and I spent a summer at a outdoor flea market, which was the only time I had a suntan in my life.
He eventually finished his history degree at UC Davis and would later end up teaching a class there. Bizarro World has moved 4 locations since it started, but has remained somewhere in Davis for the past 30 years. It still sells comic books, but has expanded into selling other collectibles and media since its founding.
Trading cards, card games, board games, video games. Basically, once it starts becoming obsolete, that's our purview.
The store's persistent presence in the Davis downtown area has created a community of regulars at the store, both young and old. DHS junior Oliver Mahoney started coming as a kid.
I think it was back in like second grade when Pokemon was really huge and I came here to look at the Pokemon cards.
Mahoney appreciates the community that surrounded games like Pokemon and Magic the Gathering during his childhood.
I remember third grade during recess, during lunch, kids would play Pokemon, and they would trade their cards around.
UC Davis senior Jason Kalaboukis is majoring in history. He found Bizarro when looking for hobby shops in Davis.
It's just a really neat place. Very interesting. Even if I don't buy that much stuff here, it's cool to browse. It has a nice aesthetic.
Bizarro World was shut down during COVID, but has slowly been reopened. Urizondi checked on the shop regularly throughout, coming in to read comics, inventory, and manage orders.
When the lockdown happened and you couldn't play in the stores, but people still wanted either to play at home or just became nostalgic for better times or whatever else it was, that caused this huge spike in card sales as well as other collectibles, comic books.
Bizarro World is now open at 223 E Street from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., with Urizondi regularly tending the counter.
I can still remember, of the hundreds of thousands of comic books I've seen, I can still remember the ones I had when I was like 7 years old. When they come through here, I'd be like, and I see the cover, I'm like, oh yeah, this was one of those, 13 comics or whatever I could afford at the time. And so I can still recognize those. They made that kind of an imprint.
For the News Cycle, this is Elliot DeYoung.
Farm to Fork is a concept valued across the valley as a way to get locally grown foods out to the public. Maria Anderson spoke with farmers, vendors, and shoppers about the process.
Tree Kilpatrick is the majority owner of Cloverleaf Farm in Solano County, where they sell a variety of fruit.
We have peaches, nectarines, apricots, and then we grow some figs. We also have a few grapes and pomegranates and citrus.
Throughout the pandemic, Cloverleaf Farm has continued with their sales and have seen an increase.
We have a number of marketing angles that we utilize. We have a CSA, which is a community supported agriculture program, where we deliver boxes of fruit. We have about 9 locations in the Bay Area, Napa, Davis, Sacramento, and Winters.
Toby Hastings, who is in charge of Free Spirit Farm in Winters, shares how he sells his produce.
I would just deliver everything myself, and I'd usually go down to the Bay Area, and mostly just to San Francisco, 3 or 4 days a week.
The COVID-19 pandemic cut the farm's sales by three quarters, leading to a change of the whole farm.
So I was able to find new sales outlets, luckily. So the end result was, it was just more work, you know, more time and more energy. But luckily, because I'm small enough, I was able to sell most things anyways. But it definitely had to kind of reorganize and rethink the strategy and kind of the vision of the farm.
The Community Supported Agriculture Program, otherwise known as CSA, has been mentioned by farmers across the county as a helpful factor amidst pandemic struggles, as mentioned by Farmer Hastings.
In general, a lot of smaller farmers with CSA programs have experienced bumps in their CSA numbers upwards. So that's, yeah, I think that's always a good thing.
Yolo Press Olive Oil is run by Mike Madison and his wife in between Davis and Winters. They enjoy getting the food at the farm to people in need.
At this stage of the game, basically olive oil is the money-making part of the farm. Most of the fruit and vegetables we're donating. So we're donating it to various like food banks in Yolo and Solano County.
But they also find a way to sell their products in multiple stores as well as their donations.
And we also sell it at a couple of grocery stores. So we sell it at the Davis Food Co-op, the Sacramento Food Co-op, and then a few other stores. Some fruit I sell to a broker who then resells it to stores in San Francisco.
Kevin, who works at Fiddler's Green Farm, located in the Capay Valley, enjoys every moment of his experience working for this farm, especially at the farmer's market.
The whole farmer's market thing is awesome. I think of the farmer's market as a village we build every week. So we build, we put up our stall and we get our veggies out, and the villagers come and they shop and they talk, and I've made friends here.
At the family-owned company called Pure Honey, they do pollination services and honey production.
We do pollination services, so we'll go place the bees in different fields and orchards to pollinate the crop. And then when it's time to harvest the honey, we take the comb out of the hive, and then we'll put it in this big machine that spins the honey really fast and pulls it out of the comb. And then we just put it into barrels and then pump it into our bottling tanks, and then we bottle it.
Customers love to shop at the farmer's market and visit all the various stands to find fresh produce and goods.
I love the Davis Farmer's Market because of the variety of food and that I'm buying locally.
My favorite part of coming to the farmer's market is bringing my kids and getting the upper crust sourdough.
The best thing about it is the variety of fresh fruits and vegetables. They're always succulent and delicious and taste well and they're healthy.
And I think I just like coming to get like out of the house and like just kind of like, this is kind of like self-care away from school. I love coming to the farmer's market just to see community members out and about. It's very wholesome.
This is Maria Anderson reporting for BlueDevilHub.com.
You can check out the Hub on Instagram at BlueDevilHub and on Twitter at DHSHub. You can find this episode and all of our previous shows at BlueDevilHub.com, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. The News Cycle is a production of the Blue Devil Hub in association with the Davis Enterprise. Daniel Ruiz Jimenez writes our theme music. The program is produced by Stella Mays and Max Davis Housefield. Our executive producer is Jihan Min. Stay safe, have a fabulous week, and we will see you Monday.